Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Historically speaking, men have written most of the songs, so singing about love has been about one kind of woman or another. Here's an hour of songs about fallen angels.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Sometimes the angels speak for themselves, and sometimes somebody teaches them the lesson they need. Advice and instruction, a lesson taught and learned. In one song, a message from women who have learned. In the other, a man who knows. At the center of both, the fallen angels who don't seem to have minded their descent. Armelia McQueen and Nell Carter find out what they like, and Robert Preston, the sadder but wiser girl for me.
I used to wonder right along. I mean, why I couldn't hold a man.
I used to wonder too.
Every love affair went wrong until I changed my plan. We're having no more trouble now. My daddy's nice as he can be.
Oh, sweetheart, mine is better.
Ladies, I will tell you how. That's if you take a tip.
Wide-eyed, eager, wholesome, innocent Sunday school teacher for me. That kind of gal spins webs no spider ever... Now listen, boy. A gal who trades on all that purity, merely wants to trade my independence for her security. The only affirmative she will file refers to marching down the aisle. No golden, glorious, gleaming, pristine goddess. No, sir, for no Diana do I play fawn. I can tell you that right now. I snarl, I hiss, how can ignorance be compared to bliss? I spark, I fizz, for the lady who knows what time it is. I cheer, I rave, for the virtue I'm too late to save. The sadder but wiser girl for me. No bright-eyed, blushing, breathless baby doll baby. No, sir, that kind of child ties knots no sailor ever knew. I prefer to take a chance on a more adult romance. No dewy young miss who keeps resisting all the time she keeps insisting. No bright-eyed, wholesome, innocent female. No, sir, why, she's the fisherman, I'm the fish, you see. Plop! I flinch, I shy. When the lass with the delicate air walks by, I smile, I grin. When the gal with the touch of sin walks in, I hope and I pray for Hester to win just one more A. The sadder but wiser girl's the girl for me. The sadder but wiser girl for me.
Armelia McQueen and Nell Carter with Fats Waller and Andy Razavs Find Out What They Like, and Robert Preston with Meredith Wilson's The Sadder But Wiser Girl For Me. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Pure and perfect, innocent and sweet, but also bruised and battered, tattered and torn. Innocence nothing more than a dim memory. Lost innocence comes in many forms. Mainly, though, songs give us women living the kinds of shady lives typical of the Great Depression. In the 1920s, the flapper was fast, and there was something jubilant about the urban blues. But in the 30s, survival was the first order of business, along with a searing honesty. A past dark and a future hopeless. Ruth Etting, 10 Cents a Dance.
Big boy, 10 cents a dime.
From Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1930 score to Simple Simon, Ruth Etting, 10 Cents a Dance. Not surprisingly, sex plays an important role in these songs. Beyond the taxi dancer and the cigarette girl, the streetwalker. Not what you'd expect from a song in the first half of the 20th century, but there she is. In one song, she addresses a potential buyer, but the song possesses a disheartening weariness that undercuts her necessary enthusiasm. The second example looks inward. These songs come with an honesty listeners may not have been used to in the early 30s, but in difficult times, they recognize the truthfulness for what it was. Debbie Shapiro, Love for Sale, and Ruth Etting again, I'm Good for Nothing But Love.
Street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to a lonesome cop. Wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk. I go to work. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to childish way, I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love, old love, new love, every love but true. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Oh.
revealed. My fate is sealed. All my life I'll be just a plaything. No matter how hard I try or cry, I must play the part of a gay thing. Can't save a dime or do as I know I should, just wasting my time, not coming to any good. They all say the same, I'm good for nothing but love. Try to be sweet, but I'm bound to be molested. If I'm discreet, nobody is interested. They make it plain, I'm good for nothing but love. All eyes keep peering and look wise and sneering when I try being just a friend. How soon they forget me, right after they pet me and turn away to somebody they respect, while I suffer from neglect. Maybe I'm worse than others whose charm is mental. Gee, it's a curse to make people sentimental. Am I to blame? I'm good for nothing but love. Lips pressing me, hands caressing me, arms crushing me, seems I'll go mad. Men winking, I know what they're thinking, I'm only good to be bad. Short ones, tall ones, fat ones, small ones, college high flyers, out of town buyers, I hate the liars. Wild parties, champagne, Broadway, that gay lane, it lured me, assured me that I'd reach the top, but I'm just a flop. And now it's too late to stop. Maybe I'm worse than others whose charm is mental. Gee, it's a curse to make people sentimental. Am I to blame? I'm good for nothing but.
From Cole Porter's 1930 score to The New Yorkers, Debbie Shapiro, Love for Sale. And from 1931, Ruth Etting with Bernard Maulton and Pat Ballard's I'm Good for Nothing But Love. This woman suffers from a debilitating loneliness. She's still capable of love, but it's weighed down by unrelenting sorrow, a feeling of abandonment so deep it borders on betrayal. She manages to hold on, to wait and hope and long for a return, but she does all this along a dark waterfront in the still and chill of the night. Connie Boswell, I Cover the Waterfront.
Away from the city that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks, in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown. My heart has an ache, it's as heavy as stone. Will the dawn coming on make it light? The waterfront, I'm watching the sea. Will the one I love be coming back to me? I cover the waterfront in search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above. waiting, hoping and longing. Oh, how I've yearned. Where are you? Are you forgetting? Do you remember? Will you return? I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. For the one I love must soon come back to me.
From 1933, Connie Boswell with Johnny Green and Edward Haymans, I Cover the Waterfront. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A lot of these songs are from the 1930s, but not all of them. A lot of them are melancholy, but not all of them. Two old friends of a certain age find a table in a bar to hoist a few and remember their old pal, Edie. 30 years later, someone who could have been Edie's daughter does her own self-examination. They both chose the kind of love that one of the songs calls shady, but they wouldn't have had it any other way. Ethel Merman with Edie Was a Lady, and Jill Hayworth, Cabaret.
Life was merry,
though her life
would never have made the grade. Why, when she got crossed in one of her assignments, say she just call a spade a low-down dirty spade. Why, Edie could get blasted, call a guy a scoundrel, still be very dignified and statey. She could take her talk and cram it with a hell with a damn it. Damn it, she was still a perfect lady. There really is no moral to my story. Poor Edie has long since gone to her glory. She still lays in her grave so cold and
Edie was a lady.
Though her past was shady.
Edie had class.
With a capital K.
Edie was a lady. Edie was a lady.
Though her life was merry. She had Sampois Fairy.
Edie was a lady. When it came to clothes, she was the worst one. Everything she wore was just right. Edie always used to be the first one in the bathtub Saturday night. Ask P.I. O'Grady.
Not P.I. O'Grady.
Edie had class. She was classy. Edie was a lady, though her past was shady. Ask P.I. O'Grady.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bolz!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a day? Life is a cabaret, old chum. Only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
Ethel Merman with Richard Whiting and Buddy DeSilva's 1932 Edie Was a Lady. And from John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1966 score to Cabaret, Jill Hayworth with the title song. Whether these songs come from Broadway or the movies, Tin Pan Alley or Nashville, some things stay the same. The kind of setting, the range of emotions, the point of view. Defining them all is the fallen angel. A woman reaches out to cling to a man. She loves him. But the song is about sex, and the woman starts it in motion. Elsewhere, a man sings about the woman he knows so well. He knows she's tarnished, but he loves her anyway. Mae West, I'm No Angel, and George Jones, Tarnished Angel.
Let me cling on to you like a vine. Make that low-down music trickle up your spine. Baby, I can warm you with this love of mine. I'm no angel. Oh, let me feel your fingers running through my hair. I can give you kisses till you walk on air. Love me, honey, love me till I just don't care. I'm no angel. I'll take your blues, stomp down your troubles, rock you with a steady roll. Here's your connection, take my affection. You're mine away tomorrow. Let me have you now before the night is gone. Come on, flag this joint so we can carry on. I can make it heaven where the shades are drawn. I'm no angel. We'll be right back. like a midnight breeze. Don't care how you do it, babe, just so you please. Take my kisses till your weary heart's at ease. I'm no angel. Let me feel your fingers running through my hair. I can give you kisses till you walk on air. Love me, honey, love me till I just don't care. I'm no angel. Oh, I'll take your blues, stomp down your troubles, rock you with a steady roll. Here's your connection, take my affection, you're mine always and all. Let me have you now before the night is gone. Come on, flag this joint so we can carry on. I can make it happen where the shades are drawn. I'm no angel, believe me.
Your halo is the neon, your harp a jukebox song, your heaven is a honky tonk. You love to live so wrong. I know you're not much angel. As a saint, you'd gain no fame. My angel's kind of tarnished, but I love her just the same. Tarnished angel from a back street bar. Tarnished angel, I want you just as you are. Our worlds are strange and different, but love, they say, is blind. I'll try to live in your world if you won't live in mine. Tarnished angel from a back street bar. Tarnished angel, I want you just as you are. Our worlds are strange and different, but love, they say, is blind. I'll try to live in your world if you won't live in mine.
From the 1933 movie I'm No Angel, Mae West with Harvey Brooks, Gladys Du Bois, and Ben Ellison's I'm No Angel. And from the heart of Nashville, George Jones, Tarnished Angel. Most of these songs are from a time that defined women differently. They were the kind you took home to mother, or they weren't. The women belonged on a pedestal, or they'd fallen off. The songs could be comic or accusatory, regretful or defiant, but there they were. Arthur Siegel and Lynn Redgrave, Her Heart Was in Her Work, and Deborah Monk, Everybody's Girl.
Pure Cecilia lived on Saint Street
in a room too small by far,
till she met a big dressmaker one day
and became his model star.
She no longer lives on Saint Street,
now she lives on caviar.
Her heart was in her work.
Gabriella sang an opera,
though her voice was on the rocks.
Yet the man who backed the opera
gratefully gave her bonds and stocks.
She has ceased to sing an opera,
but she has an opera
box. Her heart was in her work. So I say to you, young lady, if a marble halls you dream, when a job you get, be the boss's pet, and you yet may reign supreme. How the other girls will holler as you enter Shea Maxine. Her heart was in her.
Babette was in the ballet,
and the dying swan did do.
Mr. Pinch, the ballet manager,
gave her a nightly rendezvous.
Since the dying swan continues,
Mr. Pinch is dying too. Her heart was in her work. Leaping Lulu in the circus,
riding bareback on a horse,
made her boss feel oh so happy each night,
but she never took a toss.
And today she has her baby,
riding bareback on her boss.
Her heart was in her work. So I say to you, young lady, if you wish for great éclat, follow my advice to your boss, be nice, and in time believe you moi. When they see your open carriage, they will yell hip hip hurrah. Her heart was in her.
In a Turkish bath, Yolanda
gave massage for 20 per,
till the rich Khedive of Egypt arrived
and became her customer.
Now that he has bought the bathhouse,
the Khedive massages her.
Her what?
Her heart.
Her heart
was in her work.
Oh.
So I say to you, young lady, lest your chances do decrease, to your boss you should be forever good till the day of your release. When they write upon your tombstone, as at last you rest in peace, her heart was in her. Occupation, her heart was in her
work.
And now, sizzling Shelby Stevens.
A long time ago, a lady whose name was Carmen drove a man wild until he was out of control. I truly believe that I am a modern day Carmen, in spite of the fact I do not habla Espanol. That girl was exactly like me. We share this philosophy. Olé, I say. I'm not the type who's ready for dating someone steady. I'm everybody's girl. On Sunday night, it's Danny. On Monday, maybe Manny. I'm everybody's girl. There's a point to my behavior, which is smart girls always share their riches. Certain to regret it. All others come and get it. I'm everybody's girl. I could never be a cowhand's girl. La 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 la. And you wanna know why?
Why?
I just can't keep my calves together. I'm ill. Everybody's girl. Some old Greek called Aristotle said it. If you got it, why not spread it? Ah, don't go rattling any sabers, exerting any labors. Just share me with the neighbors. I'm everybody's girl.
Yeah.
disappointed. I'm also double jointed. I'm everybody's girl. Stop it, please, all. When they get upright, I feel grand. Everybody's girl.
Arthur Siegel and Lynn Redgrave with a song cut from Cole Porter's 1953 score to Can-Can, Her Heart Was in Her Work. And from John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1997 score to Steel Pier, Deborah Monk, Everybody's Girl. A lot of these songs feel as if they belong in barrooms late at night, when the regulars and the hangers-on linger at the bar, because where are they going to go? Anything is better than leaving alone. Mickey Gilley, Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time.
A one, two, a one, two, three, pick. All the girls all get prettier in closing time. Oh, they all begin to look like movie stars. And all the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the change starts taking place, let the move on every face of the fallen angels. Of the Backstreet Boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 is worth the ride in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes, I'll wake up with a number 1. I swear I'll never do it anymore. Let the glow on every face of the fallen angels of the Backstreet Boys. Yeah. I don't mean to criticize the girls at all. I have no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Ain't it funny, ain't it strange, the way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. And all the girls, they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier in closing time. When the change starts taking place, let the glow on every face of the fallen angels of the Backstreet Boys. When I say, fallen angels of the Backstreet Boys.
Mickey Gilley with Baker Knight's Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time. The fallen angels in song and story are hopeless and broken-hearted, spiritless and rootless, always on the move to another town, another Saturday night in another bar. And sometimes, if the stereotype holds, there's a heart of gold somewhere inside. The songs ultimately are about coming and going. Janet Klein with Lil Armstrong's Clip Joint. Janet Klein, Clip Joint. The drinking and the hunger, the sex to fill up the hours. Someone to hold on to is what matters. Reputation is a long-forgotten concern, and the fallen angels in story make their way from place to place. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Thank you. Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.